From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Deadly violence has marred the opening of the new United States Embassy in Jerusalem on Monday. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports President Trump spoke via video at the opening ceremony.
The president calls it a great day for Israel.
Congratulations. It's been a long time coming.
Moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem has infuriated Palestinians who claim East Jerusalem as their capital. But in a video message played at the embassy dedication, the president says peace between Israelis and Palestinians remains his greatest hope.
The United States remains fully committed to facilitating a lasting peace agreement.
Though Palestinians say the embassy move effectively disqualifies the U.S. as a mediator. Sagar Magani at the White House.
American officials say several dozen additional Marines are being deployed to beef up security at embassies in Israel, Jordan, and Turkey, following outbreaks of violence since the opening of the new American embassy in Jerusalem. The officials say the increases are temporary and will involve about a dozen more Marines in each location. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli forces have shot dead at least 52 Palestinians along the border of the Gaza Strip. More than 2,000 people were wounded. More than 40,000 people protested. The Israeli military says there were no border breaches during the protests Monday, despite what it called an unprecedented level of violence. The Israeli military accuses Hamas of using the protests as a cover to carry out the attacks. The Trump administration says responsibility for the deaths in Gaza rests squarely with Hamas. This is VOA News. Iraqis are aware.